Today is a really interesting topic. I'm sure as you have seen tons of shows about it and heard about it. There's even specific shows about it that just really find different people who do this or have this issue weekly on their show. And it's always amazing to me, and I'm sure it is to you, even though as much as I know and as much as I've treated and a lot that I've seen, I still continue to be amazed at the extent of this issue. And the issue is really about anxiety, which is at the core, which we'll talk about with our expert today. But anxiety is the driver of a lot of the issue behind this problem today, which is hoarding. And what are the symptoms of hoarding? What is the treatment of hoarding? Is hoarding really an anxiety issue? Is it really just an obsessive compulsive counterpart? You know, those are the kinds of questions I want to ask our expert today, because I don't think people understand really what is entrenched and what is wrapped around all of the stuff that's at the core that we see the hoarding behavior. And there's got to be a lot of stuff behind that. And what drives somebody to just hoard and collect and even put their lives in danger from a physical, emotional, financial standpoint to hoard and collect? What is driving all of that? So call me back. I would like to know what your thoughts are. What is hoarding all about for you guys? What do you think it is? Does anybody know somebody who's hoarding? We're going to ask our expert a lot of these questions, how to even begin the topic of asking somebody or telling somebody that you think they may have a problem, where to refer them, how to get some help. What are the risk factors of somebody who's going to hoard? If your mother hoards, does that mean you're going to hoard? I want to know a lot of these answers. And at what point does excessive clutter cross that line to become something to worry about? So give me a call, 1-855-SOPHIE-NOW or 1-855-767-4966. Every caller will get a free copy of my book, Side by Side, The Mother-Daughter Conflict Resolution Book. Give me a call, 1-855-SOPHIE-NOW. So joining me today talking about this really interesting topic of hoarding and collecting and all of the stuff that's wrapped around that, to understand it better, what are the risk factors? What is this actually that's happening? Why is it all over television? Why are people obsessed, obviously, with it? Is a really well-versed, well-written, very honorable woman, Gail Stecchetti.
Stecchetti.
Stecchetti. Thank you. I've been trying to do that all morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you for taking the time out of your day to, I think you stepped out of a meeting to be on with us. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
I want to talk a little bit about hoarding, your understanding of it, how you got into, you know, studying it and treating it and writing such great books. I want my listeners to be able to understand, like, when does it cross the line to I just collect in a cluttered house, to I'm hoarding, to where to go and how to start those conversations. So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, the crossing the line is really about impairment. So the point at which there's so much clutter that it's hard to sit in the chairs, or it's hard to use the table, or you have to kind of wend your way through the path in order to get into the bedroom, or maybe even there's stuff you have to move off the bed to get into bed. That's when there's a problem.
Ah, okay. So tripping and it becoming an impairment to your physical